最近我们在读约伯记。
We have been reading the book of Job.
约伯记主要是在讲义人受苦。
The book of Job primarily discusses the topic of the suffering of the righteous.
为什么一个义人会受苦？这是一个奥秘。
It is a mystery why the righteous must suffer.
在约伯的例子来讲，是神跟魔鬼在讲话以后，魔鬼下来，使他受苦。
In the book of Job, we read that after God had a conversation with the devil came down and made Job suffer.
约伯本身呢，他不知道为什么。
But Job himself did not know why the suffering came.
那上一次我们在查考，约伯记第一章跟第二章，约伯在苦难中，他都没有，都持守信仰的纯正。
As we saw last time in chapters 1 and 2 of Job, Job did not forsake his faith, but held on to the integrity of his faith.
但是他太太在受苦的到第二章，受苦太大了，他太太就说，你拜神拜到这样，弃掉神，死掉算了。
On the contrary, when we reach chapter 2, we learn that his wife, seeing how miserable he had become, suggested that he forsake God and die.
那今天晚上我们再来学习一下约伯的义。
And this evening we would like to study the righteousness of Job.
我们在这个世界上很多人都觉得知识、钱财、成就非常重要。
People in this world value greatly education, wealth, and accomplishments.
所以一生就是往追求这个目标在努力。
That's why people devote their entire lives to these goals.
那如果达到我们的目标，我们就觉得我一生很成功。
And when people do reach these goals, they consider themselves successful.
但是圣经里面不但是旧约，在新约里面也有提到在神面前做一个义人很重要。
But in the Bible, both in the Old and New Testaments, we see how important it is to be a righteous person before God.
有时候这是一生非常重要努力的一个目标。
And this is a lifelong goal that we need to work towards.
就是在神面前我们是被称义的。
That is to be justified or righteous before God.
我们先来看，那到底神如果约伯的义对他到底有什么好处？
What benefit did Job's righteousness bring him?
我们先来看约伯记二十九章。
Please turn to Job chapter 29.
约伯记的二十九章。
Job chapter 29.
二十九章的。第四节
Job 29 verse 4 Job 29 verse 4 Just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent.
在约伯在生病的时候，他就回想在他壮年的时候。
In his sickness, Job remembered the days of his prime.
这里说神待我有如密友之情。
He said, "The friendly counsel of God was over my tent."
也就是说神对他非常的好。
In other words, God was very good to him.
我们有很多人对我们好，当然这非常好。
Of course, it's good when people are good to us.
但是如果神待我们好，那我们一生还缺乏什么？
But if God is the one who is good to us, then we have nothing to lack.
所以第四节他说我在帐篷中，神待我有如密友之情。
So in verse 4, Job said, the friendly counsel of God was over my tent.
那为什么神对约伯会这么亲近？
Why was God so close to Job?
因为在约伯记里面，我们可以看到约伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because from the book of Job, we learn that Job feared God and shunned evil.
我们先来看约伯记第一章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Chapter 1 of Job.
第八节。
Verse 8. Job 1 verse 8. Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?"
所以说地上没有像他这么完全正直敬畏神远离恶事，这个是神对约伯讲的。
This was God's comment about Job, that he was a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.
完全正直敬畏神远离恶事，这个是多么好。
How wonderful it is that a person can be so blameless and upright who fears God and shuns evil.
在第二章里面，神也重新再讲一次，他敬畏我，正直，远离恶事。
And God repeats this comment in chapter 2 that Job was blameless and upright and feared God and shuns evil.
那为什么这个这么重要？
Why are these qualities so important?
我们看诗篇的25篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 25.
诗篇的25篇。
Psalm 25.
14节。
Verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
这里说，十四节，神要与敬畏他人亲密，将自己的约指示他。
神要跟敬畏他的人亲近。The Lord's secret is with those who fear him.
因为我们如果敬畏神远离恶事，那神是一个公义的神，那我们跟神之间就没有罪恶的阻隔。If
we fear God and shun evil, we will have no distance from between us and God because God is righteous.
人跟神之间这个关系最大的破坏力就是罪，不义。
The greatest detrimental force that breaks the relationship between us and God is sin.
神是正直，是公义的。God
is just and upright.
我们越跟神的本性一样，我们跟神越亲近。The
closer we are like we have the likeness of God, the closer we are to God.
所以有时候我们常常发现，一生好像很多的烦恼。
We may seem to have many worries in our lives.
其实最重要，我们需要去思考，就是在神面前做一个义人。
But one thing we must consider is whether we are righteous in God's eyes.
那神就与我们亲近。
If we are, God will be close to us.
那如果神与我们亲近，我们还缺乏什么？
If God is close to us, then what do we lack?
那我们再回来看约伯记29章，
Let's come back to Job 29. Let's read verse 2. Job 29, verse 2. Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me.
这个地方约伯也提到，就是他从前的景况，神怎么保守他的日子。
Job recalls his days in the past and how God watched over him.
神亲密的人，神会亲自看顾保守。
If God is close to someone, God will watch over and protect that person.
所以这个魔鬼跟神讲，你把他围得这么好，当然他会敬拜你。
Job said to God that he had put a fence around Job.
魔鬼，对神第一章，所以因为你篱笆围得这么好，所以他会敬畏你。你现在篱笆把它拿掉，他就会离开你。
The devil told God that he had put a fence around Job, and that's why Job worshipped God. But now, if he were to take away that fence, Job would definitely forsake God.
那个篱笆代表什么？
What is that fence?
那个篱笆就是代表神的看顾，神的保守。
The fence represents God's protection.
我们一个属神的人，都有神的看顾跟保守。
Those of us who belong to God are under His care and protection.
所以我们在第一章、第二章发现，如果神不允许，魔鬼根本就不能够动约伯的一根头发。
From chapters 1 and 2, we learned that if it was not for God's permission, Satan would not have been able to touch even a single hair of Job.
因为我们是在神的保守之下。
Because we are under God's protection.
所以约伯后来遇到困难，是神允许的。
Job was suffered calamity because God permitted it.
所以我们就可以看到出一个敬畏神的人神保守他，那是何等好的生活。
So we can see what a wonderful life it is if a person has fears God and has God's protection.
所以圣经里面才讲说公义的结果就是平安，在以赛亚书。
That's why in the book of Isaiah, the Bible tells us that the fruit of righteousness is peace.
我们常常一直祷告，求神让我平安，我心里没有忧愁，没有害怕。
We often ask God in our prayers for peace and to have no fear in our hearts.
但是如果真的我们要享受心灵的平安，
But if we truly want to enjoy spiritual or inner peace,
要追求公义。
We need to seek righteousness.
因为公义就是在神看起来都是对的。
Because righteousness means that everything we do is right in God's eyes.
那有公义就有神同在。
And if we have righteousness, we have the presence of God.
有神同在，我们就不会害怕。
And if God is with us, then we have no fear.
有神同在，我们就不会忧虑。
If God is with us, then we have no worries.
所以在29:2，神保守约伯。
As in Job chapter 29, verse 2, we learn that God protected Job.
让他的生活很平安，很丰盛。
So that his life was peaceful and abundant.
这个是敬畏神的一个结果。
This is the outcome of fearing God.
那我们再来看29:3.
Let's read chapter 29, verse 3. When his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness.
这里说神的灯照在我的头上，我借着他的光行过黑暗。
His lamp shone upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness.
光代表人的希望。
Light represents man's hope.
有时候我们遇到黑暗，就是遇到一些非常负面，我们不想要遇的事情。
Sometimes we encounter darkness, things that are negative, things that we want to avoid.
可能是指着我们身体的患难，可能是指着我们事业，可能是指着我们的家庭有很多问题。
It could be bodily ailments, it could be problems in our career or in our family.
那我们都很想怎么把这一个黑暗赶快走过去。
And we could only wish that the darkness be removed right away.
那这里约伯讲他的体验他的灯照在我的头上。
Job's experience is that God's light shone upon God's lamp shone upon his head.
然后我借着他的光行过黑暗。
And by God's light, he walks through darkness.
所以在经历黑暗的时候，他看到神在指引他，神与他同在。
As Job went through darkness, he experienced God's presence.
所以这种的体验太宝贵了。
This experience is very precious.
所以对神体验越深的人，越发现世界的至宝不是我们过去所认为一般神人所认为那些东西。
So the most precious things in life for those of us who have experienced God's presence are not the things, the material things that people seek for.
世界的至宝就是神的同在，神的光照。
The treasures in this world are God's presence and having God's light shining upon us.
还有我们跟神那种很亲密的关系。
As well as a very personal relationship with God.
那是最值得我们去追求的。
And these are things that we ought to pursue the most.
那我们就现在来看以西结书的14章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书的14章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
14节。
Verse 14. Ezekiel 14, verse 14. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would have saved only their own lives by their righteousness, declares the Sovereign Lord.
15.
Suppose I were to send wild animals to the land and kill its children, leaving it desolate, without travelers due to the wild animals. 16. Even if these three men were in it, as surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, they could not save their own sons or daughters. They would save only their own lives, and the land would become desolate.
在以西结书里面我们看到本来这个圣殿充满着荣光，
In Ezekiel, we read about how the temple used to be filled with God's glory.
后来那个荣光就渐渐从圣殿离开了。
But step by step, the glory of God left the temple.
一个最重要的原因就是以色列百姓拜偶像。
The key reason is that the Israelites had worshipped idols.
大惹神的愤怒。
And provoked the Lord's anger.
所以到了21节说我要将四大的灾殃刀剑饥荒恶兽瘟疫降在耶路撒冷。
Therefore, verse 21 tells us how God would send four terrible judgments, sword, famine, wild animals, and plague to Jerusalem.
这个四样没有一样是好的。
None of these terrible things was a good thing.
那如果四样一起来到, 那非常可怕。
And if all four terrible judgments come upon the people at the same time, it is indeed terrifying.
都是因为以色列百姓不义, 惹神发怒。
This is all because of the unrighteousness of the Israelites that provoked God's anger.
但是在14节说, 这三个人能够因自己的义得救。
But in verse 14, we are told that these three individuals will deliver themselves by their righteousness.
但是到16节哈, 这个三个人只能因自己的义救自己，连他的儿女也不能救得救。
And as we see in verse 16, they can save themselves, but they are not able to save even their sons and daughters.
所以这样看起来我们就知道，当神发怒的日子，什么能够让我们得救？就是我们的义。
Therefore, we can see that only our righteousness can deliver us on the day of God's wrath.
所以在神面前做一个有义的人，他的好处就是跟神有很亲密的关系。
Therefore, the benefit of being righteous before God is to have a close relationship with God.
那第二个，约伯的义，使他跟人之间受到很大的尊敬。
Secondly, because of Job's righteousness, he was well respected.
我们都有一个良心。
We all have a conscience.
我们对世界上的好人、义人都会从心里面去尊敬他。
We respect people who are upright from our hearts.
那约伯的义使他受到很大的尊崇、尊敬。
Because Job was an upright person, he was well respected.
好，我们看约伯记29章。
Please turn to Job 29.
29章的第8节。
Verse 8.
到第10节。
Job 29, verses 8 to 10. 8. The young man saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood. 9. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. 10. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth.
这个地方就在讲，约伯每走过一个地方，就看到很多人对他有一种特别的动作，那个动作就是对他的尊敬。
Job depicted actions that portray their people's respect for him.
甚至老年人也站起来。Even
the elderly arose.
因为我们看到一个义人，就会发现，哎，这个世代怎么会有这样的人呢？那你就从心里真的很佩服。When
we see a righteous person, we marvel that such a person could even exist in today's world, and we respect that person.
不只是这样，而且他。 对人有影响力。
And not only so, Job had a great influence on other people.
好，我们现在看约伯记的29章21节。
Let's read Job 29:21. Job 29:21. Men listened to me and waited and kept silence for my counsel.
22节。
22. After my words, they did not speak again, and my speech settled on them as dew.
23.
23. They waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the spring rain. 24. If I mocked at them, they did not believe it, and the light of my countenance they did not cast down. 25. I chose the way for them and sat as chief. So I dwelt as a king in the army, as one who comforts mourners.
这个地方就约伯就提到，有好多人在仰望，能够从他得到一些建议，人生的指引。
Starting from verse 23, we learn how people looked to Job for advice.
因为看到他真的是一个义人，也看到他很神很清楚跟他同在，看顾他。 所以大家都很想啊，要从这一个人得到一些指引。
Because they knew how righteous Job was, and they saw how God protected him and guided him, so they wanted Job to also offer them guidance.
那这个不是生来就有，这是他去啊，因为啊，就是他去赚来的。
This kind of respect was not something you are born with, but you have to earn it.
啊，也就是说，他生活中不断地去追求做一个义人。
In other words, Job must have worked on being a righteous person.
那人很自然就会啊，很尊敬这个人，就想能啊，这个人讲的话是可信的。
And people naturally respect and trust people who are of integrity.
好，那我们现在就再进一步来看，那约伯的义到底是什么？
Now we will delve deeper and ask what exactly was Job's righteousness.
因为有时候我们如果看约伯的义哦，在比较我们自己，我们就发现，真的我们还有很多的空间可以努力。
When we compare Job's righteousness with our righteousness, we see that we still have much to work on.
我们看约伯记的二十九章。
Let's read Job 29.
约伯记二十九章的十二节，请。
Let's read verse 12. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper.
13.
The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy.
这个地方讲十二节拯救哀求困苦的人，没有帮助人的孤儿，将要灭亡我是寡妇也心中欢喜所以这里提到困苦的人孤儿寡妇。
Paul mentions the poor, the fatherless, the perishing, and the widow.
以现在来讲，这些人是弱势的。
These are people who are disadvantaged.
有时候在社会上常常会觉得说，这个好像社会上多余的。
These are seem to be people who are dispensable.
如果没有更好，变成这样。
People may think that they may as well not be alive.
这个是一个很现实的眼光来看这些人。
This is looking at people from a very materialistic point of view.
但是如果我们看约伯记第一章约伯是东方中最有钱的、自大的。
From Job chapter 1, we understand that Job was the wealthiest person in the East.
然后他生活水准很高在当时很高
He lived a very high living standard.
但是他的心却充满着怜悯。
But his heart was full of compassion.
这真的是不简单
And this is indeed rare.
所以他帮助困苦人，他帮助孤儿，他帮助寡妇。
He helped the poor, the fatherless, and the widows.
这个在神看起来就是对的，这个就是义。
Such acts are considered right or righteous in the eyes of God.
我们再看十三节。
Let's read verse 13. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy.
这里讲将要亡的人为我祝福，为什么？
Why do the perishing bless Job?
因为有从他得到好处。
Because they have received good things from Job before.
所以如果我们活得越久，我们发现别人欠我们越多恩情，那个表示我们行的越多的善。
If the longer we live, the more people owe us favors, that means we have done a lot of good deeds to others.
圣经说凡事不要亏欠人。
The Bible tells us not to be in debt or to owe anybody anything.
但是要以爱心为亏欠。
But we ought to be indebted in terms of love.
因为爱就完全的律法。
Because love is the fulfillment of the law.
所以如果我们常常去爱人，那被我们爱的人会觉得很温暖。
If we're always able to love others, then those who are loved by us will feel a sense of warmth.
所以这里讲将亡的人为我祝福，为什么？因为他从约伯得到爱。
The perishing blessed Job because Job had loved them.
所以约伯不只是充满着怜悯十四节。
And according to verse 14, Job did not only was not only full of compassion. Verse 14 says, "I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban." 15, "I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame."
这个地方讲, 我为瞎子的眼, 为瘸子的脚。 什么叫做瞎子的眼?
What does it mean that he was eyes to the blind?
瞎子就是看不见了。
The blind cannot see.
那瞎子的眼就是约伯在引导他们。
That means Job guided those who were blind.
那什么是瘸子的脚呢? 因为瘸子不会走路。
The lame could not walk.
那约伯能够帮助他到达他想要去的地方。
But Job helped these people to reach where they needed to go.
所以他有实际的行动去帮助那些需要的人。
So Job put his love into action by helping those in need.
我们看16节。
Let's read verse 16. "I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know."
这里讲树不认识我，我查明他的案件。这个约伯非常的公义。
Job was an upright person.
所以在17节，我打破不义人的牙床，从他牙齿中夺了所抢的。
17. I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth.
我为穷人的父。
He was a father to the poor.
所以他特别看顾那些贫穷的人。
He cared especially for the poor.
所以我们可以想象，约伯他一定生活很忙碌。
We can imagine, therefore, that Job must have had a busy life.
为什么?
Why?
因为他要做到我们刚刚从圣经所读到的，他一定很忙碌。
Because based on the descriptions of Job's actions, we deduce that he must be a very busy man.
但是他的忙碌不是为自己。
But his busy schedule was not for himself.
他的忙碌是为着行公义，能够好怜悯。
He was busy in acts of righteousness and compassion.
好，我们现在看约伯记的31章。
Let's read Job 31.
24节。
Verse 24, Job 31:24.
24:24.
"If I have made gold my hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence."
25节。
"If I have rejoiced because my wealth was great and because my hand had gained much."
我们再看 27节。
27. "So that my heart has been secretly enticed and my mouth has kissed my hand."
28.
28. "This also would be an iniquity deserving of judgment, for I would have denied God who is above."
这个地方这样讲，我如果以黄金为指望，以金金对我说，你是我的依靠。这个另外一方面讲法就是，约伯虽然很有钱，但是他心里的依靠不是这个。
Job said, "If I have made gold of my hope, or said to find gold, you are my confidence." The implication is that despite Job's great wealth, he never took confidence in his wealth.
但依靠什么? 依靠神。
Instead, his confidence was in God.
所以有时候我们听一个人有钱之后讲话充满着自信。
Some rich people speak with a lot of confidence.
自信从哪里来?
Where does their self-confidence come from?
因为他有一个依靠就是钱。
Their confidence is based on their own on their wealth.
但是约伯很有钱，但是他说，我如果对经济说你是我的依靠，就是他不是这个，他的依靠不是这个，是神。
Job, despite his great wealth, did not make his gold his confidence, but his confidence was God.
25节。
Verse 25.
我若因财物丰富，因我手多得子，才有欢喜。你看现在人高兴是什么？多赚一些钱，好高兴。
If I have rejoiced because of my wealth was because my wealth was great, what do people rejoice about today? They rejoice when they are wealthy.
约伯很富有，但是他高兴不是从他的富有来，他的高兴是从神来的。
Even though Job was wealthy, his joy did not derive from his wealth, but it was from God.
可见，他人住在地上，虽然享受神丰盛的恩典，但是他的心是跟施恩典的神紧紧连在一起。
although he lived in this world enjoying an abundant life, his heart was closely knit with God's.
这是何等的可贵。
And this is very precious.
人的心啊, 专一归向神。
To have our hearts be fully devoted to God.
好, 那我们再看约伯记31章。
Let's read Job 31.
约伯记31章的第一节。
Job 31 verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman?
好，我们再看啊，第九节。
Verse 9. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or if I have lurked at my neighbor's door.
第十节。
10. Then let my wife grind for another, and let others bow down over her.
好，十一节。
11. For that would be wickedness. Yes, it would be iniquity, deserving of judgment.
这个十一节说这是大罪，审判官应当审判的罪。
Verse 11 says it would be iniquity, deserving of judgment.
那我们刚刚读的这个几节，就是表示约伯的心很圣洁。
These few verses tell us that Job's heart was very holy.
所以他的眼睛不乱看。
So he did not look at women lustfully.
他的心不乱想。
And his heart would not have adulterous thoughts.
因为他觉得乱看乱想这是罪，这是神要审判。
Because he regarded it an immoral eye or an immoral thought, something deserving judgment.
所以这个约伯的义，确实他真的有花时间去努力，到最后变成生活的，他人格生活的一部分。
So we can see that Job attained his righteousness through a lot of hard work until this righteousness became an integral part of his life.
那约伯的义到底对他有什么考验？
How did Job's righteousness become a test for him?
好，我们先来看约伯记32章。
Let's read Job 32.
约伯记32章第二节。
Job 32 verse 2. Then the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the family of Ram, was aroused against Job. His wrath was aroused because he justified himself rather than God.
第三节。
3. Also against his three friends, his wrath was aroused because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job.
这个约伯记大概从第三章开始，他的三个朋友就一直在跟他讲一件事情。
Starting from chapter 3, the book of Job records the words of Job's friends.
你要悔改，你今天患难这么大，一定是你犯了严重的罪。
And they all revolve around the point that Job must repent and that the reason for his suffering was his sin.
所以一直变到31章，没有办法说服约伯。
After debating with Job all the way until chapter 31, they were unable to convince Job.
那到了32章就出现了一个以利户。
And in chapter 32, we read about another character by the name of Elihu.
那这个以利户一讲话，约伯就不再讲话了。And
after Elihu spoke, Job spoke no more.
所以以利户是一个很有智慧的一个年轻人。
Therefore, Elihu was a young man of great wisdom.
所以他才有办法替约伯来解决他的问题。
That's why he was able to help Job resolve his problems.
那以利户对约伯的结论是他自以为意，不以神为意。
And Job's Elihu's conclusion about Job was that he justified himself rather than God.
也就是说，他一直觉得我没有错，我很好，并没有把好归给神。
He kept contending that he was righteous and he was right. He was good and right, but he did not attribute the righteousness to God.
好，我们看34章第五节。
Let's read chapter 34, verse 5. For Job has said, I am righteous, but God has taken away my justice.
我是公义的，但是神夺去我的理，就不以神为义。
He did not consider God to be just.
这个是我们人很容易面对一个考验。如果我们觉得我真的很好，那有时候我们常常就会忽略了神。
this is a real test for us. When we think that we are so righteous, we may neglect that God is righteous.
我们现在看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第三章，使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第三章的十二节。
Verse 12. Acts 3 verse 12. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power and godliness we had made this man walk?
第一件神迹，神借着彼得叫一个瘸腿的起来走路。
In this first miracle, God, through Peter, made this lame man walk.
哇，一大堆人围着看，一直看彼得。
The crowd surrounded Peter and stared at him.
那个时候彼得就有一个属灵的敏感度啊。
Peter was very keen spiritually.
说你为什么一直看我？以为我凭着自己的能力跟虔诚让这个人起来走路呢？
He asked them, why do you look so intently at us as though by our own power and godliness we have made this man walk?
所以有时候我们会把一件事情的功劳都归给自己。
Sometimes we give ourselves credit for things that happen.
如果彼得像一般人一样，他一定觉得说，哦，就是因为我比较虔诚，因为我祷告比较多，因为我怎样，所以这个人起来走路。
If Peter was like the average person, he would have thought that it was because of his good work or because of his constant prayer that he was able to make this man walk.
但是后来彼得怎么讲？
But what did Peter say later on?
我们看十六节。
Verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know.Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.
这里说他的名，主耶稣的名，让这个人好起来。
The name of the Lord Jesus has made this man strong.
所以当我们一直在义中成长的时候，我们永远不要忘记，真正的义是神本身。
So as we become more and more righteous, we must not forget that.God is the ultimate source of righteousness.
我们的义在神的义面前都是污秽的。
All our righteous acts are filthy in the eyes of God.
因为这样我们就会越来越谦卑。
And that understanding will make us humbler and all the time.
所以法利赛人跟一个税吏在圣殿祷告。
When this Pharisee and the tax collector were praying in the temple.
外表上来法利赛人是比较好。
Superficially, the Pharisee was a better person.
所以他就因为觉得自己比较好，他就看清另外一个人。
And because he thought that he was better, he despised the tax collector.
所以他也觉得他没有悔改，他可能想来想去，我有什么需要悔改？
And he did not feel any need to repent.
结果祷告完，主耶稣说，那个税吏反而比较有义。
But after they finished their prayers, the Lord Jesus concluded that the tax collector was more justified.
因为他有悔改。
It's because he repented.
所以当我们的义一直在进步，我们一直要非常的谨慎。
So as our righteousness grows, we must also be cautious.
真正的义就是主耶稣啊。
That true righteousness is with the Lord Jesus.
所以在主的面前，我们还是要很谦卑，常常认罪悔改。
So we must always be humble still before the Lord and repent of our sins all the time.
所以以利户一讲后来约伯就悔改了。
Therefore, after Elihu spoke, Job repented.
他开始悔改，他的困难就解决了。
And when Job repented, his problems went away.
人永远是人。
Human will always be human.
在神的面前，我们总是很微小的。
We are always so minute before God.
所以我们要谦卑，尊神为大。
So we must be humble and magnify God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
225.
225.
我们最后唱这一首的副歌。
And we will sing the chorus at the end of our prayer.